beginning. It's just beginning.
Amen.
Today I want to talk to you about, we were talking last week about, we took a tour of his house and we found two major things that really circumference everything. We found that there's healing in his house, and we found that there is absolute prosperity in God's house. And we arrived here by taking the journey during the Passover weekend. And we arrived here actually for the Easter weekend. And we the Lord just kept us going. We didn't just celebrate Passover. We didn't just celebrate the Exodus, and we didn't just celebrate resurrection. We are now celebrating the ascension of Jesus Christ and what it's been doing and what it has accomplished for us. And Elder Donna had called us last week, called me last week, and tweaked us a little bit on our Passover, just real quick. It was really an awesome tweak where she let us know that that night they ate the supper, but they did not eat the Passover because Christ was the Passover.
Yes.
So that actually was the Last Supper prior to Passover that they would share together. And Christ actually became the Passover that night. That's why we don't read them eating the lamb, and we don't read about the unleavened bread. They were drinking wine and dipping sop with bread and stuff like that. And so that was a real, real big eye opener, because it really points to Jesus having been the actual Passover at the time the lamb that was slain. And so we've been celebrating from Passover to resurrection to ascension. And today in the ascension message, we found out that he went to prepare a place for us, to get us a spot. The word place means a spot in his Father's house. And Jesus ascended there to prepare it with his blood, and has brought us into, literally, into the Father's house. I mean, really, literally into the Father's house. Your body may be here on earth, but your habitation is that of heaven.
Amen.
Jesus said, he told the Father, I want them to be, Father, where I am, I want them to also be.
Amen.
And he afforded us that through his blood and by his Spirit. And so the Lord is teaching us on how to live by the contents of his house, according to Psalms 24 and verse number 1. It says, a psalm of David, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We learned last week that the word fullness means the entire contents. God wanted us to understand what he has in his house. And he wants us to understand that we have full access to it as his children. That whatever's in his house, we have access to. And Psalms 24 and 1 points to the fact that the earth is in his house, the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. In other words, all things are his. The earth is the Lord's. And so that is in his house. You can tell by another scripture that says heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. All in his house. He is the God of the universe.
Yes,
he has all, everything that's in existence belongs to God. Everything. There's nothing that doesn't belong to him. All healing, all peace, all joy, all prosperity, whatever it is, you name it, it belongs to him. He said it like this, I am. He is our healing. He is our prosperity. And it's in his house. It's in his house. And he wants us to understand that, because I use an example as my son Matthew walks through the house and he just helps himself to everything and anything. There is nothing, I mean, to the point where if his mom has stuff on the nightstand, there's nothing that stops Matt. He has all my socks in his room. I can't stop him. I try to, but I can't stop him. I mean, whatever it is he needs, he finds it here in the house. It doesn't make a difference. He finds it. And when I was up one night and I heard him out there late because he had no school the next day, and it was really actually early in the morning, like around 2 or 3 or so. And he's out there getting a bowl of cereal, and I hear this. And I'm in this study at the same time, and And I'm hearing him get all of the contents he needs to make his cereal. He's going through all the drawers and he's going through the cabinets for the bowl and open the fridge for the milk and he goes into the pantry for the cereal and all this stuff. And I hear all this, and the Lord said, that's exactly how it's supposed to be with you in my house. That what I have in my house, you have access to it. Psalm 65 and 4 says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We, I like how the writer says, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house.
Bless God.
Even of thy holy temple. The title of today's message is when his goodness becomes our faith, we will live by the contents of his house. But goodness, we understand goodness is when our minds have been affected to flow in agreement with God. They've been affected agreeably. That is the goodness of the Lord. Another scripture says that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And listen to the result of it. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen, Lord.
Because of goodness and mercy. Goodness, it really, when you're under the goodness of God and your mind is shifted into a place of agreement with him, you have now ascended into the house of the Lord. All because of the goodness of God, which is meaning a mind change, a changing of your thinking. That you come into agreement with how he thinks and how he feels and how he sees. That is equivalent to being into his house. And it gives you access to all of the contents in his house. The Lord told me to tell you that Psalm 65 and 4, in which I just read, is prophetically being spoken to the house of True Gospel Ministries. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house. He has chosen and caused us to approach him. He did this. I believe Elder Donna said it during the prayer. You chose us, O God. He chose us. And the Bible says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, comma, and causest to approach unto thee. Well, that's us. He chose us and he's causing us to approach unto him. How? By his goodness, we are approaching. By his goodness, let me tell you, I'll give you one better. By his goodness, we have not just approached, we have arrived into the house,
Lord,
of our God.
That's God.
By his goodness, because he's changing and affecting our minds agreeably.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
He says, he has chosen and caused us to approach. We go for one step further than approach, to arrive. Because he's chosen us to live by the contents of his house. Let this be our faith. Let it become our faith. Now, let's take a look at what I'm really saying here. We're going to go back to the scripture we read last week, and the Lord is going to frame it even the more from last week. And so we're going to take a look at his goodness becoming our faith. And you're going to see the shift from goodness to it becoming faith, which now puts you in a position to where whatever it is you need, or whatever it is somebody else may need that you know, you now have the ability to receive or to extract it from his house, from the contents in which he has. Again, it could be healing, it could be financial, mental, it doesn't make a difference, anything. It's all in his house. But your goodness has to become faith. Here we go in Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. Now, come on, stay with me today, okay? It says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. First of all, I didn't like that statement that they made personally. She wasn't crying after y'all. She was crying after the son of David. She wasn't crying for you guys. So for them to do that, you could see that they were way out of position here in their place of understanding, because she was not a woman of Israel. All right. She was a woman of Canaan. All right. And so they were like, get her out of here. This doesn't belong to her.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered and said, and watch the Lord here. He says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Look at how she's bless under God. The goodness of God yes. to call him Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says nobody calls Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. She was under the goodness of God. Her mind was affected agreeably here, and you can see this real plain. But watch this now. This gets really good. This gets really good. I thought about you here, Elder Donna. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. This is going to bless your minds here. And she said, look at her. Truth. She knew the truth. She said, truth,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Yes.
Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which yeah. fall from their master's table. Yes. You could see it plainly, and I described it a little bit last week, but we'll frame it out this week. You could see this woman knew the truth of the word. Truth. I know you weren't called to come to us yet, but I'm still a dog that eats from the master. You're still yeah. my master, and I still eat from your table. Now watch this. We look back at verse 26. And you can see this woman where you could see that she's so affected in the mind agreeably.
Yes.
The father had already revealed who he was to her. How do I know that? Because the Bible plainly tells us that no man knows the son but the father.
Mm-hmm.
The father was filling her with who he was.
Yes.
All right. So she bless says, God. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Watch this. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, watch how her goodness was so in her that it translates into the place of her faith. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Yes,
the God. Goodness that she had, the way that she was affected in the mind agreeably, that was her faith. Nothing could distract her. Get her out of here. She doesn't belong here. The disciples are saying to him, get her away from us, for she crieth after us. Jesus tells her, listen here, I ain't called to you. I'm only called. She wasn't being moved by none of it because her mind was affected in agreement with what
yes,
God the Father had showed her about Jesus the Son. He said, yes, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, we look back up to verse 26, where he said, but he answered and said, it is not meet. That word stuck out to me this time around. Watch this. The word meet means genuine or approved. Mm. Look at what it else means. It means good. And it, the word meat. Now, I did not look at the word good to get the next part of the definition. It is in the word meat. We all know that good means affecting the mind agreeably, but it also meant in the word meat, affecting the mind agreeably.
Yes, God.
Comforting and confirming. Jesus was letting her know, this does not affect my mind agreeably coming to you. And he is really pushing this woman to the limits. He's saying this is not genuine. Neither is it approved. But this woman's faith and the goodness where she was affected in who he was about to open up another dimension of Jesus's ministry, being called to those that were not of the house of Israel.
Wow.
She pressed him, and it reminded me so much of Mary, his mother, when yes. she was pressing him to turn the water yes. into wine. And
amen.
Jesus tells her, he said, what do I have to do with you, woman? My time has not yet come. And she's like, do whatever he says. And it pushed him into his miracle ministry.
That's
her
God.
Faith because Mary was under the goodness of God, because God had already revealed to his mama who he was, so she would not be deterred, neither would she give up on the fact that you can do this. This woman did the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, it is not genuine, neither is it approved. He said, it is not good that I give the children's bread over the dogs. It does not affect my mind agreeably, but she continued in it. He knew that the time would come that he would come unto a people that were not of his house. And that woman pressed them in the truth. Her mind was affected to the point where her faith now exploded. And he couldn't do anything. Because she's moving by being affected with what
Hallelujah,
God revealed.
Jesus.
And now he has to give her what she's petitioning. She broke him down. He said, I'm not called to you. And she says right there in verse 27, truth, I know you're not yet. She was in a place of understanding all the way.
Amen.
God. Amen.
She understood. Oh, yeah, I know you're called to the house of Israel first. I know we're second, but I know we're on the list. And her mind was so affected that it was her faith.
Yes.
And he said, oh, woman, great is thy faith. I could see him laughing. I could see him smiling because of how she was so affected by what God had revealed unto her about him. And so we see that now she receives the contents that are in the house. She needed deliverance and healing for her daughter, and she got it that same hour.
Yes, 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 yes.
It became meat. It became genuine. It became approved. It became good to give the children's bread over the dogs. It became his mind was affected in agreement with her. Why? Because her faith brought it out of him.
Amen.
The goodness became faith, and he could do nothing but give her of his father's house, give her the deliverance she was looking for. He could do nothing. And so when we are under the goodness of God, let it become our faith. Let it be what does not move us. God has affected our minds agreeably. God has done this for us so that we could receive the benefits of his house through his son, Jesus Christ, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We could receive now. Let it totally box us in.
Yes, God.
No more double-mindedness whatsoever. This woman would not be denied.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because she was desperate for her daughter. She wasn't being denied because she knew who
yes.
he was.
Yes, 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 Abanza.
Our being desperate yes. does not give Hallelujah. Us an amen from God. But when we show God that we are under his goodness, that our minds are affected in agreement. It ain't about how desperate we might get in the hour that we have need. No, that doesn't move them. Show them that you're under the goodness and let that goodness be your faith.
Amen.
I'm coming at you like this because you caused me to believe you. You caused me to see you. I know you can see Jesus plays these games, and that's with no disrespect. You can see he likes to test us. You can see it all in the scriptures. He's always trying somebody to see if you're really under the goodness of God. He's always doing it. Jesus, it says when he told them to go ahead and get me that 2 fish, 5 loaves, he knew himself what he would do. But he tried them to see what they would say or how they would react.
Yeah.
He's always trying to see. So don't be moved at that. Oh, watch this. That trying of that goodness, that him looking at your goodness really is the trying of your faith.
Yes, it is. Amen.
It's the trying of your faith. Don't be moved. Listen, see, you'll crack under the pressure of being desperate. But if you stay under the goodness of God and let your mind continue to be affected in agreement, you will not break.
Yes.
You break Amen. Being desperate. You'll just settle for whatever happens because only thing you're trying to move on is your desperation. But please stand still under the goodness of God.
Yes, God.
Let it become Amen. Your faith. And he'll have to say unto you, oh, great is thy faith. Mm-hmm. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Let's go a little bit further here, okay? So his goodness becomes our faith. When it does, we can see clearly to when his goodness becomes our faith. We will live by the contents of his house. That is the way things are extracted. All right, but God's going to take you one step further and give you even more comfort to how to receive those contents. He's going to make you feel comfortable, because there's a scripture that came to my mind that it says that earthly fathers are evil. Earthly fathers are evil, but they still give good gifts. And then it says, but how much more would your heavenly Father give, being not evil, to them that ask? Watch this. It's really powerful. What I mean by is, Matt was getting his bowl of cereal that night. Matt was going through the pantry and the cabinets and the drawers and getting the milk. The Father says, no, I got you. I'll get it. And I'll show you that in just a few minutes. So you don't have to sit there and try to figure out how to receive content. You will never have to pour your bowl of cereal, so to speak. I'll show you what I mean in just a few. But first, before we hit that, his rhema word, which is his goodness, is enough proof to bring the manifested contents of his house. I want to show you something here. It's really powerful. His rhema, which is his goodness, because that's where we get affected in agreement, is through the rhema. All right? It is enough to bring forth manifestation of the contents of his house. Watch this. In Hebrews chapter 11, don't lose me now. Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 2. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Look at that. A good report. Watch this now. The word good report, it means to be a witness. It means to bear witness. It means to affirm that one has seen or heard or experienced something. Watch this. Or that he knows it because taught by divine revelation. Now, we know that faith is the substance, right? We know faith becomes the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
Now, he's saying here, it means the good report they got was they were a witness back in the day. They bared witness. They experienced God, talking about the Hall of Fame of Faith, talking about the Old Testament folks, right? They've experienced it. But watch this. God wants you to know that you hearing rhema is just as powerful as them experiencing it, that you could have substance poured unto you because of it. See, it means that they experienced it in their day. They saw it in their day. All right, watch this. But now the good report doesn't just come by with them experiencing it. You don't just get substance because you've experienced it and you can continue to experience it. No, this is how it works. It also means that he knows it because taught by divine revelation.
Mm.
The divine revelation, the rhema word, the goodness of God is enough to receive substance. It's enough. Oh, glory be to God. It's enough for you to receive. It's enough to create a realm of evidence. You don't need to have experienced it. You don't need to have seen it with your own eyes. No. That's not what. It's wonderful when those things happen because it adds to you. But he's letting you know that divine revelation will bring forth and manifest a good report. It is good enough. It's enough. The other definitions for a good report mean to conjure or implore. All right. Now, what that means is to ask earnestly. Implore means to ask earnestly for something. See, a lot of people can ask because they've experienced receiving before. But God is saying you can ask because you've been taught what I'm teaching you by divine revelation. Now Amen. You can implore. Now you can ask earnestly.
Amen.
And the word implore means to ask earnestly. But then the word conjure means to make something appear. Now you can make it appear by you just simply asking. That's what Jesus taught after John 13, that we would ask and receive. Why? We're in the Father's house now. We understand that. Now, the divine revelation that you're under about being where you are or about the goodness of God or any other divine revelation gives you the ability to implore and to make something appear.
Amen, Lord.
In other words, what I'm simply trying to tell you is you just hearing this.
Yes.
And you being under the divine revelation of this, which is equal to the goodness of God,
yes,
gives you the ability to implore and or conjure. God will conjure it, you implore. God will conjure. God will make it appear. I'm going to show you in just a moment. We're going to go all the way into this. God wants you at peace and he wants you relaxed. He does not want you trying to look around and trying to discover where healing is, trying to discover where your prosperity is, trying to discover where deliverance is. No. You implore, he will conjure.
Hallelujah, Lord.
How? What's giving me access to this? Because you're being taught by divine revelation, which is also the goodness of God. So your good report is going to come out of the divine revelation. The divine revelation, in fact, has already given you a good report, which creates a realm of faith, which becomes your evidence. You're being taught by divine revelation. Let that be your report. Now implore. Now conjure. God will conjure. You implore, he'll conjure. He'll make it appear. Let me show you what I'm trying to say. Divine revelation, Rhema, his goodness, is just as valuable as having experienced God's power. It is enough to cause you to live by the contents of your Father's house. It truly is what your faith should be. Our faith should not be in anything else but divine revelation, but the goodness of God. That is where our faith stems from. Only by what your mind has been affected in agreement with. Divine revelation. Because every part of God's goodness comes by divine revelation. All of God's goodness is imparted by divine revelation. This is where we ask the Father. We ask, and the Father will cause what we are asking for to appear. His goodness is the bridge to mountain moving faith.
Amen.
His goodness is how his goodness. Listen, he said his goodness is how he truly loves us. Jesus said, he said, the Father's loved me. He's loved me. He's given me all his commands. Therefore, he loves me. And he said, and I'm loving you, giving all the commands. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll stay in what I'm saying. That's what the word keep means. You won't let it to suffer. You won't let it suffer loss or injury. You'll stay in what I'm saying. And now we all know that faith, which works by love, is unstoppable. So now we're flowing in this place of divine revelation. It is your good report. It becomes why you can ask him. And it is how, it's the very place of how he will cause it to appear in your life. If you're with me, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, listen to what it says in Hebrews 11:3 from the Message Bible. It says, by faith, We see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. In other words, while I'm in his goodness, I'm under his goodness. I'm under the right realm, the real dimension of faith because of that goodness. Now, what I'm needing to come into existence will come into existence by what I don't see. In other words, it's saying this simply, God's going to do it.
Amen.
Don't look for the bowl. Amen. Don't try to find the milk. Don't look for the spoon that's in the drawer. Don't look for the cereal that's in the pantry. Don't. No, no, no. God is going to do it. Your place is to stay it right there,
yes,
in the realm where your mind is in such agreement with him. Just like that woman. Don't be moved by what the disciples say. Don't even be moved by how Jesus might test you. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Yes. Don't move out of the place of agreement. Stand right there. And God will cause whatsoever things you're asking for to come into existence by himself.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your good report is the divine revelation that he has you under. Stand there and watch how it becomes substance of what you're hoping for. But even in that, it's not by your own works. You will have to do nothing but stand in the place of agreement. Stand in the goodness of God. My faith is what he's causing me to agree with. That's my real place of faith. So when his goodness becomes his faith, becomes my faith, I will live by the contents of his house. Let me take you one step further, if you don't mind. All right. Receiving his content will come forth when his goodness becomes your faith, which we've said, when your mind has been affected in agreement and you stay in that agreement. Faith will do what it always has. It will cause the Father to create your miracle, your sign, even your wonder. Now, Jesus himself testified of this in John 14 and 10. I can't believe it's been under my nose all this time. I never realized it like this. He says in John 14, 10, he says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me?" One of my favorite scriptures, the words, the rhemas, "That I speak unto you, I speak not of myself." Stop right there. That tells me right there, and I never really saw it like this. Well, obviously, because the study hadn't been here yet, but he says, "The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself." That means Jesus's mind was affected agreeably.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Jesus's mind was affected agreeably.
Yes.
With what the Father,
yes,
only with what the Father had revealed to him.
Amen.
He said, "I don't speak of myself." Amen. Listen, but then watch what happens. Then look who kicks in. "But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. I stay in agreement and he does the works." Mm-hmm. I stay under his goodness and he does the works. He does the works. There's nothing that Jesus had to do. Jesus did not have to go squirmishing around to find Lazarus a healing. He stayed in agreement with the Father, and the Father did the works. I never realized this. Not quite like this.
Amen.
But Jesus was under the goodness of the Father.
Amen.
He wasn't speaking his own words. His mind was affected agreeably, and it caused the Father to do the works. He was teaching us, listen, he was teaching us right there in that very simple scripture, John 14 and 10. This is seeing the whole now. He was teaching us, all right, how to receive the entire contents of his Father's house. He was letting us know, and listen, his goodness, listen, becomes your faith. The Father will do the works. Listen, the Father told me plainly this. I had asked the question, and the father told me plainly that I don't have to try to receive content like Matthew does from my house. Listen to how plain this gets right here, guys. Matt gets up and serves himself, right? He does his thing. It, like I said, earthly fathers are evil, but they still give good gifts. But look at where the Father, the Heavenly Father, goes. He helps it. Listen, Matt helps himself to whatever he wants in my house without question, but I'm not getting his bowl of cereal. I mean, he may ask me and I might get it, but on a norm, he just moves through the house and does it. The Father told me, I myself will serve you whatever you want.
Jesus.
I myself will give it to you.
Jesus.
You don't have to look through the house. Just stay in agreement and just say what it is you want, and I will give it to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I really understand what Jesus was saying when he taught us to pray like this here. Listen, I understand it. Hang on one second. Luke 22, 26 and 27. But you shall not be so. Listen to what he says. And he meant this, and the fathers included. But you shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. God will get it for you. God will. It says here, for whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth. Is not he that sitteth at meat? But listen to what Jesus said. But I am among you as he that serveth. Yeah, it's the greater one that sits down to eat. He's greater. That's normally how it goes. But he says, I'm here. I'm sitting right here with you, but I'm the one serving you. The Father clearly told me, because you can get kind of caught in like a deer in headlights sometimes, not knowing how to extract the content that's in his house. Your place is in agreement, period. And the Father will serve you from there. Don't move from agreement. Don't look through the cabinets. Don't open the refrigerator. No, just tell him. Didn't Jesus make it real plain when he said it just like this? This really blew up in my spirit. It says in John 16, 23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, watch who gives it. He will give it you. He's serving. You just ask from the place of goodness that has become your faith, and the Father will give. Stop trying to make up and compute in your mind how it's going to be made manifest. He will give it you. That's all you need to know. You say, let me tell you something. You mess up. We mess up every time we start to suppose it's going to come from the north, south, the east, or the west. Every time we step out of the way of agreement, because the full agreement is understanding that the Father will give it you. We lose our place of agreement because we begin to try to figure it out. He will give it you. He's the greatest amongst us. Therefore, he is the servant amongst us. In his house, these rules apply. I'll get it. You stand in agreement. See, it's nothing to the Father to wave his finger and cause manifestation to come. The work is finished already because of what his Son did. It's nothing for the Father to think and manifest what you're looking for. But as you are in his house, you will not serve yourself. Not in our Father's house. He's serving you. He's the greatest amongst us. And when Jesus was teaching that, he was giving us keys here. Jesus. Keys to how to receive the contents in our Father's house. The words that I speak, they are not my own. But it is my Father that doeth the works. Why, right. Jesus? Because I speak his words. Mm-hmm. I stand in agreement with him. He's affected my mind. Therefore, he does all the works. What a God we serve. What a Father that we have. How awesome is he to do it all?
Yes.
To give of his house like that, to give of himself like that, and serve too. When Jesus, when they talked about in the book of Hebrews, entering into his rest, boy, they meant entering into his rest. For the works were finished from the foundations of the world. We enter in here. I feel the Spirit of God on this line right now. I feel the Spirit of God.
Awesome.
The goodness of the Lord here. The goodness of the Lord is your faith. And now he's taking you to the finish line on how to really receive here. Because there's always kind of a mess up. There's always kind of a mix up. Yeah, I'm in agreement. I'm here. But how? How do I get it? It's served to you as how. It's just like the fowls of the air, the lilies of the field. He feeds them. He feeds them. He clothes the lilies. It's the same way with us. Take no thought of how or where. Take no thought. Taking thought, listen, man, taking thought only puts you back into the day, the evil of the day.
Yeah.
It only pushes you from the place of agreement. It takes you out and puts you back into Kronos time. You leave Kairos and you enter back into Kronos. Don't do it. Just know that he will give it you. Don't lose your agreement. Don't lose it. Last Holy Ghost note of the day here is our job is to simply stay in his goodness. And he will serve us the contents of his house. You will not have to lift a finger for what you want. It is his good pleasure. Listen, it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
That's God.
But let your goodness plant your feet into the realm of faith. Let his goodness plant your feet into the realm of faith. Don't be moved. Don't be moved.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And when I say that, you don't have to put a hook on to what your problem is and what your situation might be. No, whatever rhema he has us under causes the flow of his household in your life. I've said this before, and the Lord gave us this years ago. You don't need a specific rhema for a specific problem. Just stay under the rhema he's giving you, which is equivalent to his goodness, and let the flow of his house continue. All rhemas give you the ability to receive. They're not bound. The word of God is not bound. It's not bound to match your circumstance. It's nice when it does. But he's already given us full access to Logos and Logos becoming Rhema. So there should be a constant flow of the contents of his household into our lives. We are a blessed people. We are blessed and we are in right now. You are in your Father's house. Ask what you will. And he will give it you. ask what you will. You're here, you're home, you're safe. Ask what you will, and he will give it you. I see when people were affected in the minds in agreement, things always happened in the self same hour. People were healed instantly there. Problems were solved immediately. He told his boys, he said, cast your nets. Cast them on the other side. Once they did, they hauled in that huge haul of fish.
Yes, sir.
Their minds was affected agreeably, and they did it. And then they saw, this is the place we operate from. This is the realm of our faith. Now, stretch out and realize that now that you're here in agreement with this particular message, you can leave. You can leave and off the path of the message in terms of it being a verbatim. Now you can leave. You can stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Tell him what you need. Ask for whatever it is you need. You're stabilized by the word you're under, and you're positioned for it by the word you're under. Ask what you will, and he will give it you. Let his goodness become your faith. You'll obtain a good report because you're under a divine revelation. You'll obtain a good report. You'll obtain a testimony. You'll be a witness because you're under a divine revelation. That's all you needed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Come on, lift those hands, everybody. Lift them up high before the Lord. There's such an anointing of God's peace, and there's such an anointing that's here, and this anointing is so active. It's so active right now. It's active to the place where it will remove burdens. It will destroy yokes of bondage. This anointing is active. It's got movement. It's got power. It's got creation in it. It's filled with the contents of his house. Healing is here. Glory be to God. Deliverance is here.
Yes, God.
Strength and power are here. God's prosperity is here. Ah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Master. Oh, glory. Oh, Jesus, we give you glory. We give you glory. There's a few comments here. Ella Allison says, this is so good. Joshua, Minister Jay says, this is really good. Wow, this is good. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. Evangelist Darrell says, amen. Elder Donna says, bless God. And then Joshua says, the understanding of being seated at his table hits differently when you understand that the Father will give it. That's right. It hits way different. That settled me, Jay, when I heard him say that to me. Because I said, okay, God, I'm here. How do I access these things in which I have need of? And he just poured it out to me. He said, I'm serving. I'm the greatest among you. Did I not tell you that? I'll give it to you. Then he just threw those scriptures at me to come, just simple scriptures we've read all of our lives, probably through Sunday school. And man, it makes such a difference now. Ask anything in my name and my Father will give it you. He will give it. The greatest serve. Those that are chief among you, let them be servants. He doesn't live outside of his word. He is his word. He meant what he said.
Yes, he is.
He's not above it. He's governed by it. God alone. He could swear by nothing higher. He had to swear by himself, and he's his word. So bottom line is he's governed by it. So he says, if I told you, let the chiefest among you serve, that's what I got to do. I will give it you. It hits way differently. Just be at peace. And that's exactly what's on this line. You be at peace. You be at rest. And don't you let the enemy or circumstance disturb your rest. Glory be to God. Don't you let it move you. Your place, our place, is in his goodness. And then it becomes faith. It sounds like propitiation being our vision and then persuasion being our force. It's just like, it's the same thing. Let his goodness, let our minds being that are affected agreeably, let it become our faith. Ask from there. Hallelujah. There is an anointing on this line. I mean a tremendous anointing. And there is tremendous, tremendous peace and faith in God on this line today. Tremendous. Oh, hallelujah. How tremendous it is. How tremendous it is. Don't move too fast right now. Stand still. Some of you that are recognizing that you're in his house, please, 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 please open your mouth and ask. And ask. Don't be moved. And don't get all funny when after the service is over or tomorrow comes and you might not see it. No. He had messed around with that woman that was asking for healing too for her daughter. He tried her. That's what I mean. He tried her. Let's see if you're standing in agreement tomorrow. He had denied her at first. She didn't say anything. Then the disciples tried to shoo her away. And the Bible says, and she came and worshiped him. And said, Lord, help me. That's what I'm talking about right there. Is that when it looks like he's not moving for Lord. Not out of desperation, but out of a place of agreement. Lord, now you know and I know who you are. My mind is already fixed on the fact that you're my healer. You're my source. I'm fixed here. I'm not moving from this. Let him turn to you and say, oh, man, oh, woman, great is your faith. I tried you, but you still coming at me. How many times do we see Jesus do this to folks? Stand in the agreement. Stand in that goodness, man. Don't be moved from it. Hallelujah. Let it become your faith. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He'll say it about you too, and say the words that you speak, they're not yours. I hear you. My Father will do the works. Don't be moved. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a breakthrough on this line. There is a breakthrough. There's so many of you that are getting a breakthrough. There's a sudden burst of the knowledge of God that has aligned you. And there is a now there is a prosperous breakthrough, and there's a healing breakthrough to come, even as your soul has prospered. There is such a breakthrough on this line right now, today. A tremendous breakthrough. If I were some of you, because you weren't where you are right now, if I were you, I would have to give God praise. My house would have to hear me for a minute. Listen here, I went through mine as I was in this study, and as I've been in all these studies, I get mine all the time. And I have to lift up my voice, man. I have to give God a laudation. I have to give him a praise because of what he is revealing unto me. And I understand that there's such a breakthrough that's over my life, and it's over your life too. Glory be to God, it's over your life. There is a resurgence of the power of God and the anointing of God on your life. It's a resurgence right now that's making a change, and it's about to settle the score for good. Hallelujah. It's over you right now. Hallelujah to God. Get the dumb stuff, man. Just give him praise because of what he's doing, how he's repositioned you. God Almighty. Hallelujah. God Almighty. My God, my God, my God. And there's a shake it off anointing on this line too, where you can shake off that old stuff. 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 God is equipping you. God is putting a new turban on your head. He's putting a new robe around you today. You are established in your Father's house. Ha! Glory be to God. And you can shake off whatever it is that's been trying to hold you in hellish places. You can shake it up off you right now. Glory be to God, yes. Glory be to God. Whoo, Jesus, I give you glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just like Evangelist Darrell said, you know my frame. I got an utterance, Lord, that you don't just know it, but you repair my frame. You repair it perfectly.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise. I give you praise, my master. There's strength and power on this line. And it's not just meant for right now, but it's burden removing and yoke destroying. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God, my God. Jesus, hallelujah. Ooh, yes, Lord. Wow. There's freedom. It's freedom here. There's freedom. Oh, and hasty feet have slowed down today. Hasty feet have slowed down today. Glory be to God. Your soul is going to rest in hope today. Glory be, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Your soul is going to rest in hope. My God in heaven. Can we all that are on the line still just give the Lord a wave offering and acknowledge him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Many burdens have been removed. Many, many burdens have been removed. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Many burdens have been removed. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. We're going to honor the Lord now. Just reverence him and worship him. Remember the significance behind it. Acts being laid at the root to the glory of God. We honor the Lord with our substance. We honor him with the first fruit of our increase. We honor God however he purposes in our hearts. We honor him with tithes. We honor him. And who wouldn't honor him? Who wouldn't? I mean, look at what he's giving us. And the purpose behind that honor is just to keep us disconnected and totally connected unto him. It's a place of reverence and worship that this world's power is not going to hold us down or hold us back or determine anything in our lives. Nothing. And so we honor him. We honor. And it's a privilege and it's my pleasure to honor him. So if you're tithing, give your tithes. If you're a first fruit giver, give your first fruits. And if you're got a word from God, I'm a seed you should sow, or you want to sow into the word or what have you, just do whatever he's purposed in your heart to do and wave it before him, because we've also learned that waving it is totally connecting us to the power of his resurrection, the power of that resurrection, and what's dead around you comes to life when you recognize his resurrection. There's life in everything that you got going. Everything. He just breathes life into everything. And so honor him. Open your ear to hear what the Lord would have you to do. Don't close your ear to him. Open your ear. And then wave it at him when you do. If it's on your device, you wave your device as a point of contact. It counts. If you're going to Cash App, you do $ True Gospel Men's. It's on the screen, the instructions. $ True Gospel Men's. Look for the logo, the green shield and the gold globe and the sword going through it. Look for the logo. And if you're Zelling, it's truegospelmens@aol.com. You can Zell whatever you're going to do that way. Truegospelmens, M-I-N-S, at aol.com. And that is all I have for you today. I want you to be blessed. I want you to really experience this. you are under a divine revelation that is really is constituted as your good report. You have a good report because you have a divine rhema that's translating into his goodness in your life and into faith. And so it's going to become substance, and he will give it you. Be blessed. I'm going to hand it over to Elder.